Item 4 on the agenda, matters arising. Continued concern over the number 4 alarm fire in Fayun Street and its follow-up work. May I refer you to paper number 8? Here, I'd like to welcome Mr. Conthwaite from the police and Mr. Choi Man Leung and Mr. Wong Chan Yip as well from the police. Department, Mr. Conthwaite?
To give some good progress report on since the last District Council meeting. The progress has been made on the submission of various reports by various departments to the police. So the police have the reports we need, and I can confirm the fire services report is with us already. For the coroner's report, we've given our last interim report to the coroner on the 3rd of July. And we currently have a police investigation that's nearing completion. That means all the investigation has been done, but the investigators are seeking further expert advice. So with the further expert advice, we expect to get the completed report to the coroner as soon as possible. So it's good progress.
麻煩 Sir, 今天有些進展。 另外消防署有沒有回報?
Sir, 或者是陳先生。
Fire Services Department. Well, we've already submitted our report for the to the police for onward submission to the coroner's court. The court is still studying when to open a coroner's inquiry. All right. Thank you very much for the reply. Questions, Ms. Wong? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sorry, just now when the Director of Fire Services was here, I already asked whether the department has spotted any subdivided flats in its 10-odd inspections. I think the director did not say that they did not see any subdivided flats. So why is it that we still have these reports in the newspapers today? I understand that we don't have any representative from the buildings department here. But I understand that we have a very good district officer with us here. I hope that the DO will help us relay this message to the buildings department. I'd like to reprimand the buildings department here. Why is it that after the referral from the FSD, the buildings department has not been doing anything? So I hope the district officer will appeal to the BD to do something immediately. Mr. Chairman, I don't have any question. But I'd like to explain why I've submitted this paper to ask for a continued discussion on the issue, because I would like to know the cause of the incident such that preventive measures can be adopted to guard against a recurrence. Up to this moment, the police is still not able to make a public announcement. So I'd like to suggest that this be kept on our agenda, and where and when necessary, departments should be invited to come. Mr. James Toh? Mr. Chairman? Since the fire, there have been some changes in law. The buildings department can now make use of more statutory provisions to inspect premises and carry out investigation. Now, the wife of the Secretary for Development is holding subdivided flats. That's why inspections can be carried out now. At the time of the fire, there were no such provisions, or there were no such inspections. So I'd like to know the latest progress after the legislative amendments. I think the buildings department should have sent somebody here to explain those changes. So I hope that the district officer will serve as a coordinator to see what the buildings department has been doing since the legislative changes. Now that the buildings department has got the powers or increased powers, members of the public would complain if they're still not doing anything. Well, I think we all agree that before with any new progress, the police and the fire services department will continue to respond to this issue at our meetings. Mrs. Wong, some remarks concern you, so would you care to respond? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to thank members for their remarks. As the chairman said, for this item under matters arising, we've not invited the buildings department to explain their work to us. But recently, I've tried to understand the latest progress from them. The three buildings concerned, the buildings department did inspect, investigate and enforce the law. They did exercise their powers. In particular, for the damaged common areas and UBWs and irregularities found in the subdivided flats, demolition orders and repair orders had been issued. Well, three demolition orders were issued against number 189 to 190 Fayyun Street. One order had been responded to and a prosecution is underway. As for 192 to 194, there are altogether seven demolition orders. Two were implemented and works are still underway for others. For the other eight demolition orders, three have been adhered to and four were under prosecution and three are still underway. The relevant government departments will closely monitor the situation. Members would like the buildings department to actively enforce the law and discharge their duties. I'll definitely pass this message on to the BD. I'll also relay members' request to the BD, that is, the BD should answer our questions and give us more details. After the meeting, I'll send a reply to members in writing. Colleagues, any more questions? If not, should we keep this on our agenda at the next meeting under matters arising? And the FSD and the police will still be sitting in at our meetings. Any more comments? If not, that will be our decision for this item under matters arising.